Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, I don't know if you heard about the crisis taking place in West Virginia, but it's very tragic. Over, I think, 1,500, 1,700 gallons of toxin has been dropped into the waters out there in West Virginia. Listen to this report from CBN News.
Well, once again today, hundreds of thousands of people in West Virginia have not been able to use the tap water in their own homes. They've been without it for 5 days after a chemical leaked into the water supply. Hopefully, the worst will soon be over and people will be able to get water back in the next few days. George Thomas has the story.
After 5 anxious days without clean water, 300,000 West Virginians are hearing some encouraging news for the first time.
I believe that we're at a point where we could say that we see light at the end of the tunnel.
The state's governor says hundreds of tests of the drinking water being done in 9 counties, including Charleston, are showing positive signs. But people are still being told not to drink or bathe in the water just yet.
The crisis started last Thursday when about 7,500 gallons of a toxic chemical spilled into the Elk River, contaminating the water supply in the heart of the state.
I have 3 babies. They're 5, 6, and 8. We're bathing them out of a sink.
Downtown Charleston is a ghost town. Most businesses and schools are closed. Meanwhile, disaster relief teams from Operation Blessing are on the scene. They deployed a mobile shower unit with fresh water so first responders can clean up.
Well, it's great that the shower trailer was brought in by Operation Blessing. For them to be able to take a hot shower is probably one of those things you could actually list right now under priceless.
A second shower trailer is on the way to Charleston. And today, Operation Blessing is also delivering thousands of bottles of drinking water and meals to families affected.
Hopefully within the days to come, things will change and the water situation will improve.
And to help out Operation Blessing and their longtime ministry partner, the Union Mission of Charleston, will be doing a major water distribution outreach for the residents of the city. George Thomas, CBN News.
This is amazing. If you want to give to Operation Blessing, you can go to VFNTV.com, click on links at the menu at the top, and it'll take you right to an option to be able to choose Operation Blessing. Showers coming from the 5 hurricanes that hit the southeast. 1 year, let me tell you, there's nothing more precious than a shower. One lady's having to melt ice. She said as she went and tried to find water, couldn't find any water, and she was left to actually having to buy ice and melt it to be able to provide water for her children. And this is just a short period of time. It shows you 300,000 people, John.
Wow.
300,000 people. And we have this assumption, the assumption that men take care of us, that men protect us, and that we, if we're robbing from God, for example, we're saying we're the ones doing this thing, and that God's not God, and he's not the one taking care of and doing all this, and he is. We're so fragile that within a day, all the water was shut down.
Wow.
In one day, and the Lord's been laid on our heart, you know, what does it look like when you can't trust the water anymore? And that was the word that we gave some time back. It's not the fact that once they put doubt over your drinking water and you love your family and you love your friends, I mean, you're not going to drink it.
Yeah,
you're just not going to drink it. And how vulnerable are we then if a chemical company can have a leak in their chemical storage bin that pours into the water system that affects 300,000 folks? And the run on the store and all the shelves are empty. We've been talking about prudent preparation, whether this was intended or not. And I just think I just think that, you know, we don't want God to pull his hand back from our country, but it just almost, you see all these things going on. It's almost like he's lifting a finger, he's lifting another finger, you know, letting us feel what it was like to not have him protecting us, because this is something that went on for quite some time. The reports are that they haven't been inspected for quite a few years because they are the ones that are storing it, not the ones creating the chemical. But knowing this, that it sure fits into the narrative to even take us down more as a nation, because it's coming against the coal industry.
Mm-hmm.
And coal is where we get, I don't know if you know this or not, but when you get electricity, people say, I can't believe those olden days when they give a piece of coal away for Christmas. Or I look at the, you know, in the 70s, mind you, 60s and 70s, that churches would not only give out food, but they would give out coal.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what you burn for heat and all. Well, your local power company still burns coal. They just have a long extension cord that goes to your house. That's still the reality in America. Coal is the biggest form of energy. They have clean coal technologies. As a matter of fact, I know a particular man that invented some way to have clean burning coal in regards to his technology that he invented. Came pretty wealthy off that. His name's, anyway, so, but whether it was intended or not, it plays right into the narrative of, so let's just get rid of our coal technology and how will we have energy sources? I mean, think about it, because that could just go right into some, because they were saying, listen, coal is dangerous and coal is all that. Why they were standing under lights ran by coal.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Why they were actually riding in cars that was built by lighting and energy that produced that car by coal. Mm-hmm. Why they flew in planes that was created because coal provided energy for the tools and all that kind of stuff. And it's like somebody says, well, that doesn't make sense. It makes sense if you're looking at a nation being humbled. Mm. It makes sense. And we have a little window of what it would look like suddenly if the aquifers in New York had doubt put over them, or the Colorado River that feeds in all everything west had doubt put over it. And what it had was some sort of sulfur smell to it. And so you could almost, people could put a smell in there. That smell creates doubt. And they're saying right now, by the way, they said that they've got it to a point where you can actually drink from it, but it still smells. And so the journalist puts the camera in his face, and it reminds me of the movie Jaws, when they said, well, you're going to go swimming? Yeah. This is what he said to him. He says, to the mayor, he says, will you drink a glass of water in front of everybody? And he goes, the day that I know that it's clean, I will. And just all it takes is just doubt over something. And our water, understand, our water is not in some Walmart somewhere. It's in the ground. It's in the ground. That's where water comes from. It comes from these aquifers and these lakes and all that. And they're very vulnerable. But let me tell you something. Our God who provides the rain will provide protection for that water if we will honor him in our lives and in our nation. We'll be right back. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.